Children, you can go to Sunday school. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming today.
Can
everyone hear me? God bless
you.
Today I want to tell you three secrets. Basically, three things to do in secret.
就是在我们要在暗处要做的三件事。
In Matthew chapter 6, the Bible teaches us three things that we should do in secret.
在马太福音的第六章教导我们，主耶稣教导我们在暗处我们所要做的几件事情。
And often we ask, why do we need to do it in secret?
很多时候我们读到这里说会想为什么我们要在暗处做这些事情呢
Why do we want to do things in secret?
为什么我们要在暗处做事不在明处做呢
Because we don't want anyone to know.
就是因为我们不想别人知道。
We have something to hide.
我们有一些东西要隐藏。
Or is it because of something else?
或者是有其他的原因我们要这样做呢
So why is it God want us to do three things in secret?
为什么神告诉我们要在暗处做三件事情
Because in secrecy,
因为在我们的暗处的时候
there is intimacy.
就有这个亲密的关系
Amen.
Amen.
But when we talk about these three secrets, you say, how can I become intimate with God with these three secrets?
当我们分享做在暗处要做的三件事的时候，你说我怎么通过这件事情与神有个亲密的关系呢
See, that's why our relationship with God cannot goMore intimate unless we do three things that He said us, told us to do in secret.
所以，如果我们想跟主有一个很亲密的关系，那么我们就按照主的教导去暗处里面做这三件事情。
Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. So, Matthew chapter 6, verse 1, the first secret.
马太福音六章第一节第一个秘诀。
Okay. So, what does it say?Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for they will have no reward from your heaven, from your Father who is in heaven.
这里马太福音六章第一节说，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。
So Jesus is talking about.Practicing your righteousness means doing good.
神在说我们操练我们的义就是说做善事。
Doing what's right.
做对的事情。
But today, and also in the ancient time, people like to do good so that other people can see them.
但是可能现在或者在过往的时候有些人他们喜欢做善事要做在人的面前。
That's why rich people don't give in secret. They give in publicity.
所以有钱的人他们来施舍的时候他们都不是暗处他们喜欢在公开的场合这样做
If you ask them for £1 million, they won't give it to you. But if you say, I will put a big name on the back of the church, they will give you £1 million.
所以有如你私下叫一个有富有的人捐他捐献几百万的话他不肯。
Or,
但是你说如果我会把你的名字放在教会的名字。
Or you put a statue outside the church.
或者你说你在捐款之后我们在教会外面给你竖一尊雕像。
But Jesus says you do exactly the opposite.
但是主耶稣的教导却是让我们做相反的事情。
He said, "Beware."
他说你们要谨慎。
What people see?
你要小心说人怎么待看我们。
That you don't do righteous things, good things, so that people can see you.
你不是做这种善事做给人家看的。
Because there is no reward.
因为如果我们这样做在人面前做的话，其实没有赏赐。
From God, if you did that.
如果我们这样子我们从天父里面就没有赏赐了
And this is a lesson where we all have to learn
这是我们每个人都要学的一个功课
Amen Don't look for other people's praises
不要获取人的称赞
So verse 2 says Thus when you give to the needy Sound no trumpet before you As the hypocrites do in the synagogues And in the streetsThat they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward.
第二节说，所以你施舍的时候，不可叫人在你面前吹号，像那假冒为善的人在会堂里和街道上所做的，故意要得人的称赞。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
I remember when I was a new Christian.
我记得我刚刚信主不久的时候
And reading Matthew is one of the first books you read.
当通常我们刚信主的时候我们通常会开始读马太福音
When I read this, I didn't believe it.
然后我刚刚读这个的时候我好像不是很幸福
So one day I was in church.
有一天我在教会当中
And I wanted to put some money into the offering box.
然后呢我想在奉献箱里面放一些奉献款
Not the offering bag.
不是那个捐献袋，奉献袋。
See, offering bag, you give in secret.
因为奉献袋呢，是你悄悄地放进去，别人看不见。
So at the end of the service, I took my pound notes and I said to I can't remember if it was a brother or sister, I said, take a photo of me putting money into the offering.
然后呢，当时我做的是在聚会结束之后呢，我拿了一几磅钱，然后呢，走到那个奉献。箱前面
so, so, so
让人给我拍照说
So I had my money there so they can, the camera can see it
然后我把我的钱放在这边然后他当着别人面这样给我拍照
so, I was doing this
然后就摆了一个 pose
And they snapped
然后他们就拍照为
惊一阵 as, And then I put my money in
然后把钱放进去
As soon as the photo was taken the camera dropped
当我当时那个朋友帮我拍照完之后，那个相机就掉在地上了。
You know, in the old days, they used film, not digital.
那个时候还是用那种胶片的相机。
And the camera opened.
然后掉在地上以后呢，那个相机后面就打开了。
And the miracle was just that photo was exposed.
然后就是刚刚他们帮我拍的我捐钱的那一张照片呢，就曝光了。
And no other picture was spoiled, just that one.
然后很奇怪的，其他照片都没事，就是唯独那张照片曝光了。
And when I realized that, I realized this is true.
然后我说，哇，真的，圣经的话语真的是真实的。
Amen. God was teaching me, He meant what He says.
神真的在给我上了一堂课。
Amen. Verse 3 says, But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret.And your father who sees in secret will reward you.
然后第三节说，你施舍的时候，不要让左手知道右手所做的，好使你隐秘的施舍。你父在隐秘中查看，必然赏赐你。
Notice the word secret is twice.
大家注意到这里有两次提到隐秘这个词。
You do it in secret, and the God will see you in secret.
那么我们是在暗处所做隐秘做但是在暗中查看我们的父
Nobody else knows except you and God
所以没有任何其他人知道只有是你和神之间的一个事情
That speaks of intimacy
这样的一个事情真正显明一个亲密的一个状态
Only you and God know that you have done something in secret that was good to bless another person or to bless the kingdom of God
只有你和父神知道你在隐秘处所做的事情来祝福别人或者祝福了神的国
Somehow that brings you closer to God.
我们这样的一个行为让我们与神更加的亲近
Because you share a secret.
因为好像你跟神来分享你的一个隐私
Him and you know something that other people don't know.
就是只有你和神知道没有任何其他人所知道的一个秘密
Amen. That's why when we give, let's give in secret.
所以当我们来奉献的时候施舍的时候
so much
我们在暗处里所做
The idiom says The Hebrew idiom says The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing
所以犹太人他们有一个俗语说左手都不知道右手所做的事情
Hallelujah Let's go on
让我们接着看
So what is the second secret?
那么第二个我们在隐秘处要做的事是什么呢
He says When you pray
是我们祷告的时候
The first one was giving
第一个是关于施舍
Give in secret
在隐秘处做施舍的工作
The second secret is when you pray
那么第二个隐秘处要做的是祷告
You must not be like the hypocrites
我们不可像那假冒为善的人
For they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners That they may be seen by others Truly I say to youThey will receive their reward.
那些不可像那些假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口来祷告，故意让人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
You see, when you give in public, people say, "Oh, what a generous person! That's your reward."
当我们很公开的让众人看见的一个施舍，会得到别人赏赐，说，哦，他是一个好像很慷慨的人。
When you pray in street, when you pray publicly, looking really spiritual.
当我们在众人面前这样祷告的时候，感觉我们很属灵。
And that's what the Pharisees and Sadducees did. They prayed and prayed. They looked really in pain and they humbled themselves. They looked really spiritual.
所以就好像在那个时候的那法利赛人和撒都该人，他们常做了在众人面前做这样祷告，好像刻骨己心，非常谦卑的来祷告。
And people say, "Ah,、oh, look at that person, so spiritual."
人说哇，那些可能众人说哇，你看那个人他多么的属灵啊。
That's their reward.
那么其实他们已经得了他们的赏赐了。
But then the Bible says, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and I would also add, close the curtains, and pray to your Father who is in secret." And your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
然后第六节讲，你祷告的时候要进入内室，关上门。然后我还建议大家要拉上窗帘哈，向那在隐秘中的父祷告。你父在隐秘中查看，必将赏赐你。
So in other words, God wants to see us in a secret place where it's just you and God.
神想让我们看到，在一个很隐秘的地方，只是你和我，只是神和我们之间。
And when you pray.
当我们祷告的时候
Only he sees you pray.
就神见到我们的祷告。
He's not talking about prayer meeting. He's talking about your own devotion.
他并不是说我们大家众人聚在一起的祷告会哦，他是说我们跟神那种个人的交通的时间。
Just like giving in secret, God will find a way to reward you.
就好像我们在暗处的一种施舍，神会用他的方式来赏赐我们。
And that reward to me is some people look at you say, "Wow."He knows God.
对我来说，我觉得神的赏赐就是当众人见到我们的时候，知道我们是认识神的人。
God's really close to him.
就要说我们是与神亲近的人。
You know when people see you, what do they see?
当着别人见众人看到我们的时候，他们看到的是什么？
When people are in trouble and they need someone to pray, who do they go to?
当人遇到困难的时候，他们想寻求一些帮助，他们会找谁来为他们祷告呢？
On your when you leave this earth, what would you be known for?
当我们离世归父的时候，我们想众人世人是怎样来纪念我们呢？
You need to be known as somebody who knew God.
我们要作为是认识神的人来被人纪念。
And the way to know God is to do the things that He say do in secret.
那么我们需要按照神的教导说，在隐秘处做这件事情。
So that people look at you say, "What is it that He does that makes Him like that or her like that?"
所以有人说，他到底做了什么事情，会让他变成这样一个状态呢
？How come when he prays or she prays, there's power, there's life?
有人可能会想说，为什么当他开口祷告的时候，祷告当中有生命、有能力呢
？Have you ever come across people who talk a lot but not much substance?
有没有遇到过很多人，他们讲很多，但是他们口中东西都没有什么价值
？And yet other people don't need to say much. There's life that comes out.
但是可能有些人他们话不多，但是所出的话语句句都是金句。
Because they have a secret with God.
因为他们与神有一个秘密、奥秘在那边。
Amen. And God will say to you, listen to that person, or when that person speaks, God backs them up.
所以就是可能神会引导你来像这样的人有一个询问，因为当他们说话的时候，神的同在就在当中。
To be a great Minister for God is not what did you get in your Bible degree.
所以当我们要做一个神的仆人的时候，不关乎我们在神学院有得到什么的学历。
Although it's important to learn the Bible, but the more important is your relationship with God.
虽然是我们来学习神的话语很重要，但是更重要的是我们与神的关系。
I'd rather learn someone who know God intimately than someone who read about God.
我与其说知道一些神的人士只是知道神，而我愿意认识一些人，他们是真正的认识神的人。
What impressed me today of a man or a woman is not how rich they are, how successful they are.
今天让我真是对一个人很刮目相看的，并不是关乎他们的财力、他们的财富。
What impresses me is their relationship with God.
让我真的会钦佩的是那个人与神的关系。
You know, whenever you talk to them, life comes out of their mouth.
每当你跟这样的人交流的时候，他们的言语当中有流淌出生命。
Amen. Because God rewards them openly.
因为神会在公开的地方来赏赐他们。
This is my servant.
神会向世人显明，这就是他的仆人。
Without a word said.
不用讲一句话。
So don't be impressed with people, their talents and ability, or how rich they are. Be impressed with their relationship with God.
所以我们不要因人的他们一些财力，他们的才华来引以为豪，而是要与他们跟神的关系。
Because it is such people that have the treasure of heaven.
因为只有这样的人，他们会得到属天的财宝。
Amen. So praying in secret is the second secret.
那么我们在隐秘处的祷告呢，是第二个我们在隐秘处要做
的。So what is the third one, which I will spend a little bit more time?
那么第三点是什么呢？我也会花长一点的时间。
Because the third one is the one that's been misunderstood a lot.
那么第三点是我们很多人有误解的地方。
Verse 16 in chapter 6.
第六章的十六节。
When you fast.
当我们进食的时候
，Yes, the F word, fast,
是进食。
A lot of Christians do not like the F word, fast.
很多人不喜欢讲到进食，很多人都不太喜欢。
Amen. We make all kinds of doctrine, all kinds of excuses why we don't need to fast.
我们会用很多的讲义，很多的说法来自圆其说，说哦，为什么不需要进食
？And when people do fast, they fast for the wrong reason.
很多人他们进食的时候呢，他们的可能动机也不对。
Most people believe fasting is to twist God's arm. Answer my prayer or else.
很多人说，当我进食的时候，就是我刻骨己心，我要来好像来扭断神的手，来神要垂听我的祷告。
They believe fasting will force God to do something, will add.Power to the prayer.
很多人觉得说他们在进食的时候，他们会好像强迫给神施压，让神来垂听祷告。
Fasting will make them more spiritual. Fasting will make them more spiritual.
所以他们也觉得进食的时候让他们看上更属灵，让他们祷告更有能力。
You see, here's what Jesus said. When you fast, do not. Hold on, verse 16. Don't go yet. When you fast, do not.Look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward.
十六节说，你们进食的时候不可像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们蓬头垢面，故意让人看出他们在进食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
People fast religiously.
在旧的时候呢，他们通过去，他们常常是好像宗教仪式那种进食。
It meant to be a way of humbling yourself before God.
这种他们用进食来在神面前来刻骨己心，
谦
卑自己。
Like now, 40 days in the run up to Easter, a lot of traditional people they fast 40 days called Lent.
那么在很多宗教的那些人，他们按他们的信仰，他们觉得说，在复活节的前四十天，他们有这个禁食的习惯。
So a lot of people use this time to humble themselves, get closer to God.
很多人他们用这四十天的禁食来尝试来自卑自己，来到神面前。
But they do it the religious way.
但是他们按照很宗教的那种方式来做。
Amen. Thinking somehow by doing this, something will happen.
他们觉得好像我们这样做很或者有些事情会发生。
And so Jesus was saying, when you do fast, don't let it be so obvious.
他说主耶稣教导我们说，我们进食的时候不要让看得很明显。
Looking half dead, I'm fasting.
不要看得好像就半死的样子。
You can see, I'm fasting.
就好像你的面容看得出你好像在进食一样。
You can smell from my breath, I'm fasting.
可能从你的那个。口气当中你可以闻到你的好像在进食。
You see, a lot of people somehow make it so, then made it so obvious they were fasting.
很多人可能会把自己在进食这个事情搞得很显而易见。
Jesus said, don't do that.
主耶稣说我们不要这样做。
He said, when you fast, verse 17, anoint your head and wash your face.
主耶稣说你进食的时候呢反而要梳头洗脸。
That your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret.
他说不要让人看出你在进食，只让你隐秘中的父看见。
And your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
你父在隐秘中查看，必然赏赐你。
Notice these three things. God sees in secret. He will reward you.
这刚刚我们前面提到的三点，就是说都是我们在隐秘处的父查看以后，他会赏赐我们。
When we go back and read chapter 6 again, you see, when you do good, do it in secret, God will see you in secret.
所以我们刚刚看到从第一节开始，当我们施舍在隐秘处施舍，那么神在隐秘中的神查看。
When you pray in secret, God sees you praying in secret.
当我们在暗处隐秘处祷告的时候，那么父也在隐秘中查看。
When you fast in secret, God will see you fast in secret.
我们在隐秘中进食的时候，父也在隐秘中查看我们。
Somehow these three activities will draw you closer to God.
这三件事我们在隐秘中所做的，会让我们与神亲近。
And as you draw closer to God,
当我们更加亲近神的时候
，God will reward you for some reason.
神必然赏赐我们。
And for our intellect, what is that?
可能按照我们的智商，我们不能理解，这就是什么呢
？We won't know until we do it.
就是除非我们这样做了，那么我们永远不知道
神会。We don't realize when we do these activities, God rewards you.
当我们做这三件事的时候，神说他必然赏赐我们。
Reward you with what?
他会用什么来赏赐我们呢
？What is the more precious thing than Jesus?
有什么东西会比耶稣更宝贝呢
？Because the very next verse he talks about, do not lay treasure on the earth, but lay treasure in heaven. He's talking about Jesus.
因为在接下来的经文中讲到说，我们不要积攒财富在地上，而要积攒财富在天上。
Somehow, these activities lead us into a place where, don't know why, by doing it, we get to know Him better.
所以刚刚我们前面讲到那三件事，帮助我们可以更加的去亲近神。
And when you receive Jesus into your life,
当我们领受耶稣进入到我们的生命
当中 Not just as a savior, but as a treasure.
不只是单单作为我们生命的救主，而是作为我们生命的财宝。
Somehow, when you have Jesus in your life, it becomes a reward.
当耶稣在我们生命当中会变为我们生命中的赏赐的时候
Everybody is looking for more wealth, more longer life, etc. That God may or may not give, but there's one thing that God will give you. It is His Son.
当世人可能在追求财富长寿所有属世的东西的时候我们所追求的是耶稣基督他自己作
为一个财宝 Because it is only in that giving the prayer and fasting do you realize how precious Jesus is
因为只有在我们在隐秘处在隐秘中去祷告进食的时候我们会意识到耶稣基督如此的宝贵
All three of these activities hard on your human nature
因为所有这三件事都会帮改变我们的心意
But you are rewarded with something that is eternal.
虽然就是按照我们人的常理很难去理解，但是我们会在永恒当中得着赏赐。
And that's why Christians don't like doing this.
这也是为什么基督徒不愿意做这三件事情。
But if you do it,
如果我们顺服的去做的时候
，it will change the way you think, the way you act, the way you see God.
会完全的改变我们看神的态度，我们思想神的态度。
Jesus will never recommend you to do something.That is actually a waste of time.
神不会让我们做一些是在浪费我们时间的事情。
We don't need to know what that reward is. You know it's good.
我们不必去追究说这个赏赐到底是什么，但是我们一定知道这个赏赐一定是好的。
Amen. That's why even fasting, it is a lot of people think by fasting I can get my prayer answered.Fasting is about getting closer to Jesus.
很多人觉得说我在禁食的时候，我会让我的祷告快点蒙垂听。但是其实，在禁食当中，我们其实是与神更加的亲近。
That's why I heard so many times people say, "I am praying for this pastor, and I pray for and I fast for 40 days, and after 40 days, nothing has changed."
然后我常常听到有人说我为这个牧师祷告我为了他真的是禁食40天但是禁食之后呢也没有什么事情发生
Because that's not what fasting is about Fasting is about getting closer to Jesus
所以这并不是这个禁食并不是关乎我们祷告一段的垂听而是让我们与神更加的亲近
Because he said that himself
因为这是主自己所说的
That's the difference between Christian fasting and the religious fastingThe Christian fasting is all about getting to know Jesus.
所以这是宗教的禁食跟我们基督徒的那种禁食是不同的。基督徒的禁食是让我们更进入到亲密的与神的一个关系当中。
I want to know him.
帮助我们，我说主啊，我想更多的来认识你。
You see, in Matthew chapter 9, we read here, then the disciple of John came to him, saying, why do we fast and the Pharisee fast, but your disciples do not fast?
在马太福音的九章十四节说，那时约翰的门徒来见耶稣说，我们和法利赛人常常进食，你的门徒却不进食，这是为什么呢？
Amen. Notice, the disciples of John fast, the Pharisee fast, and the one that follows Jesus, they were not fasting.
大家注意到了这里，约翰的门徒和法利赛的门徒呢，他们都进食，但是偏偏呢，耶稣的门徒却没有进食。
And then Jesus replied, which is very, very unexpected.
那么接下来耶稣的回答呢，是很出人意料的。
And Jesus said to them, can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and they will then fast.
耶稣对他们说，新郎和宾客在一起的时候，宾客怎么能哀动呢？但日子将到，新郎要被带走，那时他们就要进食了。
So what does that mean?
这里什么意思呢？
It means when Jesus is with them, there's no need to because Jesus is there.
所以当耶稣与他们同在的时候，没有进食的必要，因为耶稣就时时在他们身边。
But then Jesus said, one day I will not be here.
但是主说，有一天日子将到，有一天我不会在你们这里了。
Then you need to fast.
这个时候你就需要进食了。
Because it is through fasting do I come near you.
因为是借着进食，我与你们相亲近。
Hallelujah. Did I teach that or did he teach that?
是我教的还是主耶稣说的呢？
Then he says something that everybody misquote.
然后他接着说的话很被人常常误解了。
Verse
16.
No one puts a piece of unshrunken cloth on the old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and the worse tear is made.
十六节说，没有人把新布补在旧衣服上，因为所补补上的会撕破那衣服，裂口就更大了。
And the last verse is verse 17 to 18 says, neither is a new wine put into old wineskin. If it is the skin bursts and the wine is spilled and the skin are destroyed, but new wine is put into fresh wineskin and so both are preserved.
十七节说，也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，若是这样，皮袋会胀破，酒就漏出来，皮袋也糟蹋了。相反的，把新酒装在新皮袋里，两样就都保全了。
So what is Jesus trying to tell us?
主耶稣想要说什么呢？
This is a new covenant.
这是我们与你的新的盟约。
You're going to fast differently from the way the people used to fast.
我们现在进食的方法跟旧时那些宗教仪式的进食会不同了。
There's a change now.
现在有个改变了。
Disciples of John and the Pharisees used to fast under the old covenant, but now in the new covenant, when you fast this way.
所以当时说在约翰的门徒和法利赛的门徒，他们进食方法跟现在在新约时代的你们的进食方法会不同吗？
Do you understand?
大家明白吗？
They used to fast religiously to humble themselves, etc., which is still true.But the way Christians should fast is primarily for the bridegroom.
所以在旧时的时候，他们的进食是宗教仪式的，只是好像表自卑的那种方式。但是今天我们的进食是为了我们这个新娘的一个进食。
That's why in chapter 6 says, when you do it in secret, the intimacy of Christ is there. And then he expounds in chapter 9. That's why. Because when he will reward you with himself.You will have the bridegroom. His presence will be in your life.
所以当在第六章的时候，当我神说我们在隐秘处祷告的时候，隐秘中的父查看他必赏赐我们。所以在直到第九章，主耶稣又继续讲到，所以我们这样在新约的方式，我们的进食是与基督耶稣的一种亲近。
That's why if you have an unanswered prayer and you're praying about an issue, you don't fast with an attitude. Perhaps God will answer me if I fast.
所以如果我们还有未蒙垂听的祷告，我们想我们的祷告迫切的得答案，那么不是带着这样一种态度说我进食神就会垂听我的祷告。
No, you say, I have such a situation that is so urgent, I need to hear from Jesus.
可能我们要这样的态度，我有一个情况我很迫切的想寻求神，那么我从我进食了，我要听神的声音。
I need to approach him.
我要借着进食来亲近我的主。
I need him in my situation.
我需要神来到我的情况当中。
I need the bridegroom.
我需要我们的新郎来到我的当中。
Do you see the difference?
大家看到这个不同之处
吗？ One is I'm going to fast until God answers my prayer. The other one, I'm going to fast because I need Jesus involved in this situation. I need him to speak to me about my situation.
所以我们看到这个两个态度都不同。第一种态度就是好像借着禁食给神施压，来强迫神，你如果不回答我祷告，我就一直禁食。
One type of fasting is seeking the hand of God to do something. The other fasting is seeking the presence of God, the heart of God in your situation.
好，那么第一种禁食是通过我们来禁食来寻求神的手，来在好像要成就我们的事情。那么第二种禁食是通过禁食来寻求神的心意，寻求与神的关系。
Because in the new covenant, we have access to God.
因为在禁食当中，我们可以进入到神里面。
We have fellowship with God.
我们可以与神相交通。
We can come before His throne with boldness.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到他施恩宝座前。
We have access to Jesus.
我们可以来到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, it is such a treasure.
弟兄姊妹，这将是何等大的一个宝贝。
Jesus taught us.
主耶稣他自己亲自教导我们。
When I'm gone.
当我离开的时候。
When the bridegroom is not here,
当那新郎有一天不在这里的时候
，That's when you need to fast.
这就是我们需要禁食的时候了。
Amen. Because the bridegroom can come to you.
因为这样子借着禁食，这个新郎也会再次与你相近。
And this is a simple teaching in a church that we need to understand here in the church.
这是我们在教会当中，我们真的很需要很清楚明白的一个道理。
You see, the fasting is not how many days.
所以禁食不是关乎禁食的日子。
How long?
禁食多长时间
or how you fast.
或者你怎么去禁食
That's not what God is talking about.
这并不是神所在乎的
What God is talking about is the very obedience of fasting. That's what he's interested about.
神所在乎的是我们在顺服当中去这样行
It's not one day or 10 days or 40 days. It is the act of doing it. Saying, Jesus, I need you.
不是在乎我们禁食的长短时日，而是关乎我们在顺服当中去这样做，寻求神说：“神啊，我们需要你在我的生命当中。”
That's why in church we recommend people if you have medical condition, don't fast.
所以在教会当中，我们会说，如果你有一些健康方面的问题的话，那么我们不建议你做禁食。
Amen. But if you can,
如果你可以的话
，or if it's okay for you, if the doctor says okay.
如果你的医生的嘱咐是你可以这样做的话
you can fast half a day
你可以禁食半日
or all day
或者整全日
one day
一天
two days
或者两天
with water
或者只是一天喝水
without water
或者不喝水
with vitamins
或者只是喝一些维生素
without vitamins
或者不用吃维生素
whether you eat rice and soy sauce only
或者你是只是吃白面酱油拌饭。
Do you understand? There are many different ways, but it's not what we want to talk about today.
但是就是禁食的方法有多种多样，但是并不是我们今天讨论的重点。
Yeah, let's say what I mean by 小肉饭 right? It means normally you love chicken, ducks, everything. But for the sake of fasting, none of those. I'm gonna just have 白饭 Yeah.
对，刚刚我讲的真的酱油拌饭，因为通常是我们吃饭会有配菜呀、啊、配肉，营养搭配。但是为了进食，好像我们把我们的其他的欲望拿走，只是吃一个白饭，配点酱油就好了。
It doesn't matter how we fast, make sure we do it sensibly, and that's for another sermon.
所以不管我们怎么样进食，但我们真的是有智慧的去做。
The point today is this.
今天我跟大家讲的一个要点是什么
？Fasting is about being intimate with Jesus.
我们借着进食来与神相亲近。
Prayer is about being intimate with Jesus.
我们在隐秘处的祷告是与神相亲近。
Giving in secret is about being intimate with Jesus.
我们在隐秘处的施舍也是与神亲近的一个方法。
Because in chapter 6 it says, lay your treasure in heaven.
因为在马太福音第六章讲了这三点之后，神主耶稣马上讲到，
How do you lay your treasure in heaven?
我们要积攒财富在天上。我们如何积攒财富在天呢？
Well, he just told you.
因为神刚刚告诉我们了。
Giving in secret.Pray in secret, fasting in secret. is how you lay your treasure in heaven.
我们积攒财富在天的方式，就是在隐秘处的施舍，隐秘处的祷告，隐秘处的禁食。
And what is the reward?
那么这得到的赏赐是什么呢？
By doing so, you will get the treasure from heaven.
当我们如此行的时候，我们就会得到属天的财宝。
And that is Jesus.
这个财宝就是基督他自己。
Brothers and sisters, we need to, in our lifetime, need to all get to a point in our lives when we realize Jesus is all I need.
我们真的每个人在我们生命的某个阶段，我们真的要有这样的意识，说耶稣是我们生命的至宝。
He's more precious than anything else in life.
他比我们生命中的任何东西都更加的珍贵。
Amen.
Amen.
He is the one that I love.
他是我们所爱的。
He is the one that I serve.
他是我们所要去担心仰
慕的。He is my King.
他是我的王。
He is my God.
他是我的神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if we don't arrive at that, if we don't arrive at that conclusion,
如果我们得不到这样一个认知的话，
then you and I would have missed the very point that why God keep us here.
那么可能我们会错过为什么神还让我们留在这个世上的一个目的。
It's to know Him.
就是让我们要极力去认识他。
To serve Him.
要去侍奉他。
To know that He is King.
让把他作为我们生命的
王来认识他。To be part of His kingdom.
让我们进入神的国。
Amen.
Amen.
And that begins with three secrets that we can read all the time, but we need to begin to pray and say, God, I need to do these things.
所以我们要为了得到这样一个财宝，这个属天的财宝，耶稣基督他自己，我们以这三件事开始来禁食，来祷告，来禁食，来施舍。
I hope you don't feel make it. Feel, I hope I don't make it feel like it's a burden.
我希望我这样讲，不让大家觉得是成为一种负担哦。
I don't like giving.
我不喜欢奉献。
I don't like praying.
我也不喜欢祷告。
Certainly don't like fasting.
更不要讲禁食了。
Amen.But praise the Lord, I didn't say those things, Jesus did. If you look at your Bible, it's in red color.
感谢主，还好不是我说的话，看我们的圣经是红色的字，是主耶稣他自己所说的。
I don't like it, you don't like it, but guess what? When you obey it, wow, it works.
所以可能出于肉体，我们没有一个人喜欢，但是如果我们顺服去行的话，那我们会看到奇妙的事情发生。
It works.
行得通。
Rather than trying to twist God's arm in fasting, you approach Jesus instead. Then things happen.
所以与其说带着那种强硬的态度借着禁食来强逼神的话，那我们与其就是我们在禁食当中来寻求他的心意。
When our hearts receive the treasure of God, our lives change.
当我们的心中领受了耶稣基督这个至宝的时候，我们的生命会发生改变。
We become enriched.
我们会得到真正的一个财富。
Our hearts begin to yearn.
我们的心可如此的渴慕。
We have a hunger that we never had before.
我们开始有从来未有的那种渴慕。
It motivates us to live.
会激励我们更加去好好的生活。
Or we can truly say, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me."
让我们可以有这样的胆量说，不再是我活着，而是基督在我里面活着。
When you have more of Christ, you will want less of yourself.
当有更多的耶稣的时候，有更少的我们在里面。
That desire, that yearning, money cannot buy.
这种对神的那种渴慕是没有任何物质东西可以取代的。
You'll be more than willing to give up other things in order to have more of Jesus.
你可能愿意更多的舍去其他所世上的东西，为了能得着基督。
Because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, whether you find out now or when you get to heaven, you see Jesus, you go, "Woe is me!"
所以我们与其在见到主那天的时候我们懊悔，我们不如现在就开始来极力的追求我们的主。
We don't know how many years we got.
我们不知道我们在世的日子还有多久。
You know, someone I know, only 53 years old.
我认识的一个人才53岁就离世了。
Suddenly he died.
很突然就离世了。
We really don't know how many years we got left.
我们真的不知道我们的年岁还有多久。
Amen. But I'd rather spend that time, however many years left,By getting to know Jesus.
我宁愿把我们余生的日子全部来用来追求我们的神，认识我的主。
Who is he to me?
神对我来说是意味着什么？
The Bible tells me that he is the treasure in heaven, but why? Why is he the treasure?
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督就是那天上的财宝。
The Bible
为什么他是那个财宝呢
？The Bible recommend that I should be in secret with him, but why?
圣经教导我们要在隐秘中去寻求他。为什么我要再这样做呢
？That's why we need to know, become the person who knows why.
所以我们要成为那个知道这个如此行的一个人。
Who experienced this treasure?
因为我们。这样做我们也经历了这样一个财宝
So that when people see you and me They say wow I want what he or she's got
所以当众人其他人看到我们的时候他们说、oh, 哇我也想要他你所
拥有的东西 People don't want religion People want Jesus
因为人所追求的不是一个宗教而是要耶稣他自己
Amen And the only way you could do it is by being in secret
所以我们要达到这样的一个状态唯独是要来到隐秘处
It's wonderful, isn't it?
是不是很奇妙呢
You don't get enough of it.
如果我们这样做，你永远不觉得嫌多的。
This is what you live for. This is why you get up.
这是我们活着的一个目的。这是为什么每天我们要起来活着的一个目的。
Every moment, you could know him more.
每一刻，我们都可能更多的认识他。
Let Jesus transform the inside of us.
让基督自己来改变我们的生命。
Let him stir up the hunger.
让他来亲自搅动我们的渴慕。
Because when Jesus is in your life, when you look at your problems,
将耶稣在我们的生命当中，就像我们面对我们的困难的时候。
When you look at your enemies, that I told you about last week, when you look at your Goliath,
看到我们生命中的巨人，看到我们的仇敌的时候
Goliath looks different.
那个你眼前的巨人都不一样了。
Your problems look possible.
你的问题变成可能。
Your tomorrow looks brighter.
你的明天变得更加的明亮。
You see?Tomorrow, lots of people are going to wake up very early tomorrow and be queuing in the bank.
有很多人可能对明天的未知很多的未知很焦虑很恐慌。
A lot of people are frightened.
很多人为明天要发生的事情非常的恐惧。
Because there are rumors around about economic collapse.
因为很多关于经济萧条的那种传言。
What are we going to do? Are we going to go from one fear to another fear?
那我们要怎么去应对呢？我们是从一个惧怕到另外一个惧怕吗
？One crisis to another crisis.
从一个危机到另外一个危机吗
？Or are we going to say enough is enough? I need Jesus in my life.
或者说我说够了，都够了，然后要基督在我的生命当中。
Because when Jesus is in your life, when you're going to see things differently.
因为当基督在我们生命当中的时候，我们面对事情的态度是迥然不同的。
Because He is God.
因为他是我们的神。
Amen. He is Amen. God.
Amen.
When you have Jesus, you realize He's so important.
当我们拥有耶稣的时候，我们觉得哇，他是如此的宝贝，如此重要。
And so, in summary, today I want to say to you, brothers and sisters, those three secrets that are recommended.
所以刚刚我跟大家讲的这三个在隐秘处要做的事情，是我们建议的。
Give in secret.
在隐秘中施舍。
Pray in secret.
在隐秘中祷告。
And fast.In secret.
在隐秘中禁食。
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray.
Amen. 那我们接祷告。
Lord, in all of these things,
主要在我们这一切事中
we desire more of you.
主我们渴慕更多的你。
And I just pray, O God, if there's any one of us here today,
主我们祷告，如果我们今天当中的任何一个人
that we know in our hearts, O God, that we know in our hearts that we should desire more of you.
如果我们在我们心中，我们知道我们应该更多的渴慕我们的主。
But we are not.
但是可能我们没有做到这样。
I just pray, O God, that you have mercy.
主，我们祷告，求你亲自怜悯我们。
And that you have grace.
你的恩典带我们。
And one step by step, Lord, bring us closer to you.
主，求你一步一步的带领我们更加的亲近你。
So that we know, Lord Jesus.
所以主让我们可以真正的知道
You are indeed our treasure.
你实实在在是我们生命的财宝
You are indeed all that we need.
你实实在在是我们一切所需
And I just pray out of that revelation.
主祷告当我们得到这样的启示的时候
Out of that reality.
在这样的一个实质当中的时候
That our lives will blossom.
我们的生命会永远变得不一样。
We will step out of fear.
我们会迈出惧怕的。
We will step away from anxiety.
我们会从焦虑当中走出来。
Uncertainty.
在那不确定当中走出来。
Fear.
在恐惧当中走出来。
But we will step straight in through that door.
并且我们要进入那扇门。
In that door of fellowship with God.
那种与主亲近相交的那个门扇门。
With the Son of God.
哦，与神儿子。
Who gave his life for me.
那个为我亲自舍命的神儿子。
That I may have rest in God.
以致让我在你里面得享平安。
So I just pray, oh God, there is peace in all of our families.
主，我们祷告在我们每一个家庭当中有主的平安。
That we will step away from that fear.
主，我们要真的从这个惧怕当中走出来。
And that we will walk into that secret place.
主，我们要进入那个隐秘处。
Where we will find Jesus.
在隐秘处，我们要与你相见，主。
And that in these uncertain days.
主要在这所有的不确定的日子当中。
That we live in.
在我们的每过往过活的每一天当中。
That we will find the King of Kings.
主，我们要与那个万王之王、万主之主相遇。
The Savior of my soul.
我灵魂的救主相遇。
The one that I love.
我所爱的那一位相遇。
The one that my heart is yearning for.
那位我心所切切渴慕的那一位。
The one.
那一位。
He's calling my name every day.
那位每天都来呼求我名字的那一位。
So I come to you, Lord.
主，我来到你面前。
Just as I am.
按照我的本相，我来到你面
前。 I ask you, Lord, to draw every one of us closer to you.
主要真的是祷告你来吸引我们每个人更加亲近你。
That we may come under your wings.
主要我们 来到至高者你的荫庇下。
Of love and protection.
在你的爱中和保护当中。
Lord, give us a desire.
主要给我们这样的一个渴慕
to spend time with you in secret
让我们愿意来花时间在隐秘当中来寻求你
Oh, hallelujah
Hallelujah
Let's all stand 我寻求你我寻求你聚集，屈膝在至圣所里。我寻求你，从心深处呼喊，我活着为要。日夜不停寻求你，我寻求你，我寻求你。Let's lift up our hands. 我寻求你。Let's lift up our hands to the King of Kings. 谦卑之极，屈膝在至圣。说你，我寻求你，从心深处呼喊，我活着为要日夜不停寻求。Let's glorify Jesus. Yeah.
向前举起，
situation is.
不管你现在面对什么样的光景，
whatever you are praying,
不管你现在为什么祈求，
whatever you are waiting upon,
不管你在等候什么，
ultimately,
但我们最终的一个目的，
this is Jesus that you need,
是你唯有需要耶稣在你生命中。
Oh, wonderful Jesus,
奇妙的君王，
teach us, O God,
主，求你亲自的教导我们。
Show us, Lord.
主来向我们显明。
Hallelujah. We need you, Lord.
主，我们需要你。
We need you, Lord.
我们需要你。
What you really need is Jesus.
我们真的需要的耶稣他自己。
In our home, you got all sorts of problems.
可能在我们家中有各种各样的问题。
At work, you'll get all have all kinds of challenges.
在工作上，我们有各样的挑战。
And in your health, you need God.
可能在你的健康当中，你迫切的需要神。
Whichever way you look,
不管你走哪个条路
，The Father's already given us the answer.
父已经给我们问题的答案。
It is His Son.
就是他的儿子耶稣。
May not make no sense.
可能听起来你觉得不可理喻。
But when he walks into your situation,
但耶稣他进入到你的问题当中。
When you receive him,
当我们领受他的时候
，fear runs away from you.
那么惧怕就将突然离开我们。
Anxiety disappears.
突然这种焦虑会离开我们。
That which does not make sense begin to make sense.
可能一些好像想不通的事情突然又想得
通了。 Well, some of us finally we realize that God has been with me all the time.
可能我们当中有些人你突然会意识到原来神一直都在。
Before my problem started, he has already planted the answer.
在我的问题开始之初，神已经为我预备了问题。
He has already worked out the solution before I even saw the problem.
可能在我今天遇到这个问题之前，神已经为我预备了一切问题的答案。
So Lord, give us confidence in your guidance.
主啊，让我们真的在你的引导当中有十足的信心。
Confident in your love for us.
在你对我们的爱中有信心。
Truly, you love us.
你实实在在的爱我们。
Truly, you have a plan.
你实实在在在我们的生命当中有一个旨意和计划。
Don't let the devil steal from us.
不要让仇敌来偷取我们。
I want to worship my God.
我要来敬拜我的神。
There's only one King in my life.
在我的生命中只有一个王。
There's only one Savior.
只有一个救主。
There's only one incarnate God, that's Jesus.
只有一个永恒的神，就是耶稣基督。
He's God.
他是那位神。
Who came in the flesh for me.
他是那位为了我道成肉身降世的那一位。
And he died for me.
那位为我舍命的主。
Today, I am his child.
今天我已经是他的神的儿女。
So I say to my problems.
今天我对我的问题说。
I say to my fears.
我对我的惧怕说。
Go in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名离开我。
And I'm going to walk through that door of Jesus Christ.
我要走穿过耶稣基督他的那扇门。
Where he promised me rest.
他应许我会进入安息的那扇门。
I'm going to receive rest in Jesus' name.
我们要领受主你的安息。
I'm going to walk in peace.
我要行在平安之中。
And I'm going to walk in health.
我要走在健康当中。
Whatever our needs are,
不管我们的需求是什么
，Jesus is my answer.
耶稣是我一切问题的答案。
You need to invite him into your issue.
你要邀请他来进入到你的问题当中。
Don't just look for an answer to prayer.
不管只是说来为了祷告来寻求答案。
Look for Jesus who will answer your prayer.
我们来寻求那个垂听我们祷告的主他自己。
So I want you to worship him now.
让我们再次来敬拜他。
And let Jesus take away all your fears.
让主耶稣亲自挪去我们一切的恐惧。
All your anxiety.
我们一切的焦虑。
Those of us who are online.
那些在网上聚会的弟兄姊妹们。
You worship with us.
也跟我们一同来敬拜。
Exalt Jesus.
让我们来高举我们的主。
And when you do so.
当我们这样做的时候。
Peace of God will come over us.
主的平安会临到你。
Jesus, I worship you.
谢谢主，我们敬拜你。
Jesus, I worship you. Worship on a red door, God. Lord of peace, Lord of peace.
everybody, I want you to say thank you, Jesus.
我们每个人来说感谢耶稣。
I worship you, my King.
我们敬拜你，我的王。
Oh, my Lord and Savior.
我的主，我的救主，我敬拜你。
I'm so grateful to you.
主啊，我们如此的感恩主。
Help me, Lord.
主啊，来帮助我。
To exalt you.
帮助我更多的高举你的名，在我的生命当中。
Help me to see you are my only one.
帮助我来看见你是我生命的唯一。
You are the treasure that I've been seeking.
你是我那寻求的生命的至宝。
My heart will only be content if I have you.
主啊，唯有你能满足我的心所求。
Stir up my hunger for you.
主啊，来挑动我心中的渴慕。
Stir up my desire for you.
主啊，来搅动我对你更多的渴慕。
For my son, for my daughter.
主啊，为我的儿女们。
Let them know you, let them serve you.
Yes, Lord.
让我们的儿女也来认识你，来侍奉你。
For my brothers, my sisters.
让我的弟兄姊妹们。
For my parents, my aunts, my uncles.
让我的家人，让我的父母们。
For my friends.
让我身边的朋友们。
Let them all hunger for you.
主啊，所有人都来认识你，耶稣。
Father, let the people in London cry out for you.
让在伦敦的每一个人来呼求你，耶稣。
You are our true treasure, Lord.
基督，你是那唯一的至宝。
So I ask you, Lord, to protect us all.
主啊，求你来保守我们每一个人。
Let the blood of Jesus cover us.
让耶稣的宝血来遮盖我们。
Ourselves and our family.
我们自己还有我们的家人。
And Lord Jesus,
主耶稣。
Every day when I go to bed, every time when I wake up,
每天当我们入睡，让我们醒来的时候
，I know you are with me.
让我心知道你与我同在。
By the Holy Spirit,
借着我内住的圣灵。
I thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.If you need prayer, come forward. Today's prayer service, today's service is over. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
感谢主，我们的聚会到此结束。如果大家有需要，欢迎来到前面，我为你祷告。神祝福大家，下周再见。